Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody knows that the key to a woman's heart is through the mommy.
No.
That's right. Make the mommy like you, and the daughter's gonna like you too.
You
make the mommy
so
feel good, and the daughter's gonna feel good too.
Why? No.
Why?
Oh my God.
Talking about Aaron, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now. He made a very awkward joke about his date's mom, and he thinks that's the reason he's not getting a call back. If you missed the first part, he met a girl on Tinder, showed up at her house, and her mom answered the door. Mm-hmm. It took him a few minutes to figure out that her mom wasn't her, because he's like, well, I met her on Tinder. Maybe the picture was different or something. Once he finally figured out that it was her mom, he then made the joke of, hey, you're pretty hot. I should probably take you out too. And they didn't find that very funny.
Yeah.
So he ended up taking her to a movie, and then after the movie, she said she got a text message from her mom saying that she had to go, and then she left. Yep. And that's the last he's heard from her. And we're about to get her on the phone and find out if the mommy joke did him in.
Yeah.
Aaron, you ready to give her a call?
Aaron?
Yeah, hey. Hey, I'm ready.
All right,
what are,
Aaron.
What are you doing there, Aaron?
Well, I was just petting a cat.
Aaron, you had... You have a real knack for making everything awkward in your life, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Just petting a cat, huh?
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Let's concentrate.
How do you not pet a cat?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Cat's off my lap.
All right,
good. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Melinda, please?
This is Melinda.
Hey, Melinda, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
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 Are you familiar with the show?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
Hi, Melinda.
Awesome.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, cool.
Oh, hi. Wow, hi, everyone.
Yeah,
everybody is
here. Here.
We don't normally do these phone calls where people actually know who we are. Yeah. Usually they're always confused.
I'm still confused. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Any idea why we might be calling you today?
Is it a prank thing?
No, that would be a really bad prank at this point.
Yeah. No.
I guess that's true.
Congratulations, Melinda. You're about to star in a second date update.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know who would have emailed us?
There's two options. I went out recently with a guy named Aaron, and then I went out with a guy named Mike.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm sad for you that you have multiple options for this.
No, you're
well,
horrible. Don't ever be single.
Out of those two dates, which one do you think would email a radio show to call you, Aaron or Mike?
Ooh, it's still difficult. I'm guessing Aaron?
Congratulations.
Oh,
you guessed correctly.
Aaron
emailed us and told us about your date and wanted us to get you on the phone and ask why you're not calling him back.
And he seems like one of the most awkward people ever.
He's quite special. Like he's a very special guy. Like he's not like my special guy, but it was a bit of a weird date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even his recap of the date sounded kind of weird.
Oh, what's his take on it?
Well, his take on it was that he showed up to your house and I guess your mom was there. You live with your mom or something?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. And at first he thought your mom was you.
Yeah.
Which is,
he told us about that.
Yeah.
An innocent mistake.
Yeah. And then he told us about the awkward joke that he made about, hey, you're kind of cute. Maybe I should take you out, too, to your mother.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, you're laughing now, but he said that it was dead silence from both of you when he told the joke.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm laughing now because it's so cringeworthy. Like, the first 10 seconds of your Tinder date and he's hitting on your mom. Like,
and did you know he was joking with that, or did you think he was serious?
He didn't really make it that clear. Like, he was, we all hoped he was joking, but that's why we weren't laughing.
Yeah. All right. So all that happens, he kind of hits on your mom in front of you and it's awkward, but you still decided to go out to the movies with him. Why?
I thought I'd give him a chance. He didn't seem like a mean guy. He was just really awkward.
Okay.
That's not even the weirdest thing that he did.
It's not.
Really?
He upped himself.
Yes, he stepped up the game. We were standing in line at the movie theater, and he was so nervous. Like, he turned around and he said, you know, like, that comment that I made about your mom, I didn't really mean it. And I said, I know, I don't want to talk about it ever again. And he was like, no, like, you're my type. And I said, thank you, like, I get it. And he takes out his wallet. He's like, no, I'm going to prove it to you. Like, you're really, really my type. And he, from his wallet, he takes this folded, like, torn out paper from a magazine, and it's like super worn, like, so it's been there for a while.
Okay.
And he unfolds it, and it's a picture of like a model in a wedding dress.
What?
And he goes, see, like, she even looks a little like you. Like, this is like my perfect chick.
What?
Wait.
From the magazine?
He pulled out a wedding picture of a girl in a bridal gown and said, you're my type because you look like this woman?
Yeah, no, he said, like, this is my perfect chick. You even kind of look like her. I always carry it with me to, like, remind me of what I'm after. And,
whoa! What did you say?
Yeah.
I was speechless.
Excuse me, I have something to say. Excuse me, I have something to say.
Okay, Aaron, we'll get to you now, I guess.
What?
Oh, Melinda, that's Aaron. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and if you couldn't hear me over all your chuckling, I have something to say. You know,
okay.
I don't normally show that to people. I just pulled it out because I felt like I messed up so bad with your mom and you. And, you know, I wanted to show that, you know, I wasn't interested in your mom.
Whoa.
Is this for real? Is this really happening?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I was trying to flatter you.
How did you think that would be good? Like, that would work?
No, like I said, that's a picture of my perfect chick. And, you know, you, like, look like her. And you're my type, not your mom.
That is, like, one of the worst ways I've ever had someone do that.
Aaron, do you not get that, like, I don't know, seeing anything in a wedding dress on a first date that's already going pretty poorly is going to maybe backfire?
Well, I mean, the wedding dress isn't what's important. That's just a happenstance, you know? I mean, the point is, that's, like, the perfect girl for me, and Melinda sort of looks like her, and that's the point.
Okay.
That is so weird, man.
Thank you. Yeah. So now you guys know why I didn't call him back.
No, I still don't get it. Yeah. I think that was a very nice compliment.
Jubal loves when you pull out wedding scrapbook material.
How long have you had this picture in your wallet, Aaron?
It's like 3 years.
Dude, Aaron! And not to mention, I mean, the wedding dress aside, okay, even if that's not the point, you're basing your ideal woman on a picture of someone. That's also, like, kind of shallow, man.
Jeez, guys. I thought you were going to be on my side. I mean, it's just a photo in a magazine.
A creepy photo that you showed me, like, on our first date. What?
Well, I wouldn't have had to show you the photo if I hadn't accidentally asked your mom out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if that wouldn't have happened, you would have never known that photo was in his wallet.
I guess it's good that I knew early on, so... Thank you. That's great. That's good.
Aaron, I mean, I guess you have good intentions, but it sounds like nothing went right on this date.
No, well, you guys are forgetting about how great the movie was.
That's true.
Oh, right.
You did say earlier that you really liked the movie you guys saw. Well, in that case,
oh my God,
Melinda, would you like to go out with Aaron one more time? We will pay for a second.
No.
You didn't even let me finish.
Yeah.
We'll pay for it.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
You are his dream girl, you know.
Actually, she isn't really my dream girl. My dream girl is in the photo for the magazine in my wall.
Oh,
okay. Oh my gosh.
So you kind of
That's a definite no.
You look like his dream girl. All right, well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.